course, its roots were in the very beginning of the century, the 1905 victory of Wales over the All Blacks.
Dr. Chris Williams.
But when we come into the 1950s, we've got Welsh teams winning the Grand Slam, and of course then in the late 1960s and 1970s, you've got the so-called second golden age of Welsh rugby, and some of the names which of course are very, very familiar, like Gareth Edwards and Phil Bennett and Barry John, David Watkins, JPR Williams and so on. Great players, players who were international class and who brought a certain flair and dynamism and imagination to the playing of the game that people seized on as being particularly Welsh, peculiarly Welsh. And I remember as a small boy wanting to run with the ball in a Welsh way.
Edward over the Welsh 10-yard line, over halfway. The kick ahead by Edward. Can he score? It would be a miracle if he could. He may well get there. And he has.
There was that idea, you know, that the Welsh had flair when it came to rugby, and there was this excitement. I also think that on rugby internationals you see the clearest expression of Welsh national unity that you ever see at any other time in Wales, much more so than at any time of political decision making.